It's nice to see poets actually climbing out of the slime and into the limelight. Yeah, out of the slime into the slam. There you go. I mean, it's one of these things that you imagine is this quiet, retiring, solitude-driven art form. But then when you are a person who also enjoys performing and you put those two together, it becomes a really powerful way of connecting to an audience.
That's different, isn't it, to just putting it on the page?
I disagree, because I think that if you're a good performer, that you can perform anything. I mean, obviously Shakespeare is performance poetry. It's written in verse, and there's a lot of iambic pentameter in his plays, and actors are on stage doing it for centuries. And I do a hip-hop version of Coleridge. So I think that if you've got the ability to connect with an audience and communicate the poetry with confidence and sometimes in a more conversational style than just poetic language, then things that you would expect to only work on the page become alive. I think it opens people up to sound effects. So they can, instead of describing the way a pigeon sounds, they might just go as part of their performance. If they're writing and thinking of an audience, they may actually be addressing the audience directly in their poem. And really communicating with people, and sometimes even doing a call and response, so that there's much more of a relationship with theater in those respects. For people who are really thinking about, this is going to be a performance, it's not going to be a book that people sit at home and read. I mean, I don't think the two are mutually exclusive, but if you're really thinking script form, then you really have to think, who are the 500 people, hopefully, that will be sitting in the audience tonight, and how will I engage them directly? And I think part of the next stage is probably professional development for new performance poets and spoken word artists, because it's quite easy for them to jump up in front of an audience and get people clapping, but to really enhance their writing and grow as artists, they need criticism and direct feedback and communication with other people who have established their careers. And there doesn't seem to be that so much with spoken word and performance poetry. There's not a peer review. And I agree with you that imagery and being able to paint a picture with words is one of the most powerful things that poetry can do. And unfortunately, a lot of contemporary performance poets and spoken word artists are using a lot of abstract language, so that the audience has this internal monologue going on inside of them and they stop listening to what's actually happening on stage. You know, if you say the word object in your poem, then your audience has to analyze, well, what is that object? Is it a box? Is it a car? Is it a tree? Even if you just say tree, you've got 20,000 different types of trees going on in your head, or a car. But if you say, a green Volkswagen bug with the left side smashed in, driver's side mirror hanging by a thread, putting down the street, bumping into a pine, falling on a house, you know, all those sorts of pictures, then your audience stays with you. And I think that's something that a lot of contemporary poets performing their work have to take into consideration. Instead of talking about society and revolution, show us a picture of a woman bowing down before a bomb with her dead child in her arms and blood something, you know, rather than just, you know, society, war, revolution. We can't actually see those things. I think it's not so much cliche as talking about a topic rather than showing us something that moves us. Because if you can paint the picture and use analogy and metaphor, your audience doesn't get the opportunity to disagree with you. If your poem is all about, I support the Labour Party, actually just show us, you know, some things that would make us feel empathic toward the Labour Party's mission and vision, rather than, you know, I support Greens, your entire poem. You know, with the Australian Poetry Slam, when we actually get a champion in the Poetry Slam each year, that person is chosen from over 1,000 poets who participate in slams in small towns in Western Australia to New South Wales, all across the country, until we finally have that one person who generally is able to overwhelm a audience at the Opera House, and they choose that person to represent Australia and tour Australia and China and Indonesia. And so there definitely is a higher echelon of spoken word artists and performance poets in Australia than there has ever been. But at the same time, there's that 900 other poets that still need development. You know, like you'll see 100 amazing ones come out each year. And then, but we've also brought all of these new people out of the woodwork who are just trying it out for the first time and need probably a little bit more professional development. Our 2009 Australian Poetry Slam champion was a 65-year-old retired librarian from Newcastle. So she then went on a world tour of her poetry and put out a poetry book and really challenged people with some of her topics on sexuality and feminism and also, you know, humanity growing old. And, you know, that was incredibly powerful as a representative for what Poetry Slam can be. It doesn't have to be a 25-year-old hip-hop artist. It can be, I mean, actually in 2010, the year that Luca Lesson won the Poetry Slam, in the first round of the slam, because there's two rounds at a national final. In the first round, the highest scoring person was an 85-year-old woman from Launceston. But, you know, she'd had a stroke 3 weeks before the national final, and we were thinking, please don't win. Please don't win, because if we have to send you on a tour of China, we might be in trouble. But, you know, the diversity is the most spectacular thing. It's this... You know, I think a lot of people don't see themselves reflected in popular media forms, on television or on the radio or in magazines. They can reflect themselves on online. But when you create a platform that says anybody, any age, jump up and give us something creative and not just your political speech or your didactic opinions, but really craft something, you end up with skate punks and guys from the old writers group in Wagga Wagga.